Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players!
Hello players.
Okay,
well,
we'll find out some way to say hello better in the future. But yes, we have Jared, Kate, and Sarah ready to continue our adventure in the land of Eliasson. There we go. I blinked for a moment. Of course, as stated before, you can find us on our website at hindsight20-20.com. That's H-I-N-E-S-I-G-H-T. And on Instagram at hindsight20_20. Yeah, we've got some fun stuff up there. But most importantly, this is the week we add a new section, our recipes section.
Huzzah! Yay!
Sorry, Sarah, tell us about the first recipe we got going on.
I just realized I should have made the recipe for us today, but we
did.
I
totally.
And what do you think?
Delicious,
right? What's your favorite part?
The
taste, for sure.
aromas.
Can you describe the dish's appearance, please?
There are colors.
Very edible.
It looks so edible, doesn't it?
Of course, the first recipe is Mrs. Field's sea salt biscuits. Gotta be. They're super quick to whip up, and you can freeze whichever biscuits you don't want to bake off. Highly recommend.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Anything else about the biscuits? Weren't they delicious?
They were so good.
Next time I'm making some for real. I don't know if it goes well with recording.
Yeah.
In the mouth.
I'm muting half the time anyways for bleed over reasons.
Do the editing, so I'm willing to risk it.
It won't drive anyone insane. Certainly not me.
Did you want me to say that they're buttery and tender and layered and warm and go great mm-hmm. with soups and salads and throw it on a charcuterie board, eat it with salami, ooh. Cut it in half and make a sandwich, cut it up into chunks and make a savory or sweet bread pudding with the leftovers, toast them.
You have to make bread pudding now. Dang.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. And I guess without further ado, welcome to Hindsight 2020.
That song never gets old.
I know, right? I don't even know what's
going on. So many notes in it.
It's going to be really funny when we superimpose one of my really bad scats over the actual theme on accident. But anyways, let me just, I guess, sum up things from last time. Or last couple times. It's been a while. So, two of you awoke in a town, Perlin's Pier, to which y'all are somewhat accustomed. First of you, Marion, was first seen suffering a nightmare, only to be awakened by Jesse Perlin knocking on her door and giving her some biscuits per her previous night's request. Plug, 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 biscuits. After receiving your biscuits, you hopped a cart into Perlin Town and did some work at the Top Hat in Maine and some, I guess, recreation at Mundana Arcana. Ziggy, when we first saw you, your awakening was much less dramatic. You were unable to procure biscuits from Ida Fields.
Just like tonight.
And instead took some porridge and went to work with Audrey, the local mechanic, at a warehouse in the train yard where you were working on an old steam locomotive that has been out of commission for a bit of time. Outside of mechanical work, I mean, there was occasional chat about the Gage Guild and, of course, your mild prank on Audrey in which you, I don't know if it was you or the train that was supposed to be on fire, but there was some implications of fire for sure. Boko, we first saw you on the deck of the ship of Byron Blackbeard mm-hmm. with your clutchmate Casca scrubbing the deck after an incident involving a game of Don't Touch the Lava being played in the crew's sleeping quarters. You successfully convinced Blackbeard that it was indeed no one's fault, it just kind of happened, and you and Casca were left to reflect on the journey ahead. Upon arrival at Perlin's Pier, you witnessed a little bit of an argument between two individuals regarding the theft of fish from local fishermen before you proceeded to the inn/tavern Tale of a Whale. at the tail of a whale, we got everyone together. Hey, woo-hoo! Success. It worked. Yes. And after some chitter chatter, a person was brought in having recently suffered a grievous wound. Old Tom, a well-known local fisherman, identified the injured person as James, the guy in charge of the security of the corporate-owned warehouses here in Perlin's Pier. And Poco, you recognize both Old Tom and James as being the two individuals who were arguing upon your arrival in town. So you perform some healing magic on the apparently poisoned and infectious wound, and the party set off with Old Tom, Yosef, and Knott in tow to see what happened at the warehouse. Combat ensued. There was a bunch of rats. There was a baby green dragon that seemingly was calling out for its mama on multiple occasions.
Stubborn garage door.
Yes, a very stubborn garage door. My gosh, I'm going to have to find a way to shorten these sum ups. I'm sorry. A lot happened. But we had to have a brief moment where, unfortunately, Marion went down to the poison gas of the poisoned breath of the dragon. And Poco mildly successfully raised the door.
And then I gave up.
Yeah, a little bit. And then Ziggy, after launching some crates that damaged the garage door, the dragon escaped into the night. He went back to the tavern to, I don't know, kind of a little bit of discussion about the fallout of what happened, but otherwise went off to bed. And we awaken the next morning, and other than having agreed to meet at Ziggy's work to chat around lunchtime, the day is more or less yours. What do you do?
Good question.
Well, first off, is anyone waking up before dawn?
I like to think that I would probably sleep in without the rooster crowing, unless there's a rooster nearby.
That's amazing. Not that you're aware of.
Okay.
I guess you forgot to request that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone up at sunrise?
I imagine I would be to be able to head over to the job site at standard time.
Okay, sounds good. Anything particular you want to take do along the way?
I do want to attempt to get some sea salt biscuits this morning and see if they happen to have any in stock. I remember we were trying to get a order placed ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, you had placed an order the previous evening, and you were able to snag one on your way to the warehouse for that kerfuffle. I don't remember if you ate it or if it got lost in the battle.
Ate it last
you definitely
night,
ate it.
But,
okay, all right.
I'm looking never to pick up some more on the way to work today.
Never even made it to the warehouse. All right. So go downstairs, and Jesse Perlin is there, and his nightshirt. He's still kind of like half tucked into his pants. He's just wiping down tables. Like, oh, see, you're up. Off to the train yard again?
Yes, sir. Looking to grab some food on the way.
All right. Well, what's your fancy today? I know we grabbed the porridge yesterday. We got more of an oatmeal today, or perhaps there's something else you're looking for?
I hear sea salt biscuits are the thing for today.
All right, sea salt biscuits. Let me go into the back, check with Ida. I know she had an abundance last night. Scutters off to the back. And comes forth with a cloth wrapped with some biscuits inside, and he's like, "Here you are. These are they're kind of left over from last night. We had a with all the kerfuffle that happened. Didn't really get a lot of them eaten, but they keep pretty nicely. So
works for me. Thank you.
Welcome. Anything else I can do for you?
That'll be it. And how much will that be?
For that? About 3 silver pieces.
These are some fancy biscuits.
They are indeed.
Yeah, they are.
All right, well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you have a good one. And he just starts whistling as he starts, continues wiping down the counters. And you head out the door, yes?
Yeah.
All right, very nice. Is anyone else waking up around the same time or a bit later?
Marion's circadian rhythm probably would get her up in the morning, but because she doesn't plan on going into town, she's just going to sit and write in a notebook until around the time when she thinks shops might open.
All right. Sounds good. And Voco still sleeping?
I mean, depends. What time is it in the morning?
I mean, it ish. Shortly after sunrise, so like between 6 and 7. It's not.
Yeah.
Time hasn't progressed all that much in the biscuit endeavor. After, you know, 10 or so minutes of walking to the north side of town, you're able to make it to the train yard. And when you show up, Audrey is sitting there with just holding a tin cup with a little kettle next to her, taking a little sip of black coffee as she's like half slumped over her desk, like, why am I even awake at this hour?
Morning, sunshine.
You say that to the sunshine when it actually breaks the birth of the door here. This is too much.
Did you sleep here?
Maybe. You know, sometimes you just get, you start working away, you get a little caught up on things. And she gestures over to the steam engine, and you can see that, like, part of the panels on the front left side have clearly been, like, polished and buffed. And, you know, seems to be just, like, a wave of craziness just working at it.
Just would not have guessed that this is where you would have come after the bar last night. Guess you really want me out of your hair.
I mean, it's not... don't take it personally. I believe I've expressed my opinions about contracting outside work when I... A very capable mechanic are right here in town trying to do the work. I'm sorry, it's not fast enough for you, purling plastic, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Robbie, that jerk. Anyways, so I guess get to work. We're, it's more or less, assembled. I was just trying to polish and buff it out just to, I don't know, make it look nice. Because, like, it's the Audrey guarantee. It's, you know.
Anything else on the docket, or are we just in aesthetic mode today?
I mean, you can, if you really want to check out the different joists on the gears and make sure everything's like connected tightly. I know, like, you know, just over time as we start, like, I'll try to see about getting an engineer down here to boot up the train and go about a quarter mile and then roll it on back just to make sure we got the gears, all the nuts and bolts settle in place and don't come loose as they start rolling it around. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's job's almost done.
Sounds good, huh? I'll get to it then. And I'm going to take my wrench and basically just start hitting every dent I can see in the side of the train and just...
And Audrey's just like, oh my, okay, all right, oh.
It's great for the hangover.
Oh yeah, it's a little, the bar was a little rougher. Like, rougher last night than I thought. Oh, just keep it down, please.
I will tap slightly more lightly with the wrench as I go along.
Dinky little ding. Yes.
But only slightly. You start working on that. Oh, making little progress. I just forget English words the second we sit down, you know? I'm like...
I feel that. Like,
and then we shall gallivant about through the forest as the hill crests and blah, blah, blah. And that's... Yeah, and then I'm like, we're gonna walk a place, do some stuff. Anyways.
You get real philosophical in the morning.
Yeah. My other personality's gone out. Yeah, so you get to work on that. Audrey just continues sipping on her coffee, at least for a little bit. And, about how long does Marion spend writing in her journal?
Maybe a half hour.
Okay, all right. So still fairly early. So Boko's probably still conked out?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe for another hour.
Okay, all right.
To like 9.
All right, and what do you do after Marion has done writing? What do you do?
She'll leave her room and go see if Mr. Perlin's about.
Okay. By this point in the day, or I guess, you know, another half hour gone, he has switched into his normal button-up shirt with his trousers and still got the sleeves rolled. No apron. It's kind of thrown over a high stool behind the bar, close to the like the register, the cashier area. But now he's just kind of taking glasses out, polishing them, putting them back in, and just otherwise tying up the bar area.
Good morning, Mr. Perlin.
Well, good morning, Miss Marion. It's a little bit late for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I decided not to go into town to work today.
Oh.
There are a few errands I want to run, and I was hoping you could help me, just lead me where I should go. Is there a general store in town?
See, a general store, as far as, most of our, general store sort of stuff's going to more be related towards, fishing goods and fishing supplies. So if you went down to see Gumrush at Gumrush and Fishing Supplies, you would be able to find some, you might be able to find some sundries there.
Where do you typically get your other odds and ends?
Other odds and ends? Well, that's a very good question. I mean, a lot of our, production comes, right? It's kind of redundant that a lot of our materials go into Perlintown, and then, they produce a bunch of goods that eventually kind of end up finding their way back here. So it is, used to be a lot of local craftsmen, but over time that's kind of shifted more inland, unfortunately. But,
Do you think my best bet is heading back into town to a store there, or should I go check out Gumrush first?
You could probably go check Gumrush first just to see, save you a trip in town. In case
That's
you
what
find
I was
you don't,
thinking.
You know, no sense in a young lady such as yourself.
Mr. Perlin,
taking your cane into town if you don't need to.
Well, all right. Thank you. I'm going to try that.
All right. Then.
And I'll be back this evening to work my normal shift.
Oh, all right then. Be good to see you.
And I'll head out to Gumrush.
All right. So you head out and just a little bit south of Tale of a Whale. You start passing the piers and get through the corporate warehouses, the corporate piers, and you go further south and more towards the shoddy part of town. We end up on that fishmonger stall that you saw when you first came into town. Right next to it is the store, Gumrush and Fishing Supplies, though it is, that is its full title. It has kind of a shoddily made sign on the top of it, painted in faded white paint. And you ever start writing on something and you run out of room and you gotta move it to the new line? So it's got Gumrush and Fish in Supplies. And it's a little scrunched up on the right side. Clearly a manual job, but it's otherwise a non-assuming shack. There we go.
Does it appear to be open?
Why not?
What kind of? Do I see anyone? Give a little knock. Hello. Good morning.
All right. Anyway, you hear some ruffling, some shuffling inside, and you go and after a little bit of time, a tall half-orc opens the door, and she has skin that's kind of like green alabaster stone and gray hair that is worn in a ponytail. She just opens the door and is like, "All right, what can I help you with today?"
"Oh, hi there."
I don't believe I've seen you here before.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. I'm new in town, just a few days now. I'm Marion.
Oh, Marion, very good to see you. My name's Gumrush. This is my store right here. And I guess this is the voice we're sticking with. It's not the one I intended, unfortunately.
You have a wonderful voice, Gumrush.
Thank you so much. All right. But this is my humble shop. Not much going on around here. Just some... are you in need of fishing nets, fishing supplies? What are you looking here for?
Yeah, I'm looking for something a little more specific, actually. The first two things. The first is, do you have any, and this is crazy, but I'm meeting some new friends later today, and I want to bring something with me. Do you have any drinks, or maybe a dessert, something sweet, or a side, or something, maybe prepackaged that comes in from town, perhaps?
I don't really know about that. Let me...
Or anything bottled.
Let me dig around just a little bit.
Thanks.
Well, and you start, and she heads back into what seems to be like just a really small storage closet. We're talking like, this is like a 7 foot tall woman, and she has to like halfway duck and like squeeze one shoulder into the door of this quote unquote closet. And you hear some clanking and some, you know, some other rustling and movements. And eventually she does come out with a little water skin that is not currently filled, and otherwise like different, like wrapped in paper bag selections of small like fish that had been like pulled out of a form of ice chest, and like little like hard bread. It's like, I know it's not really much, but I have this here. I'm more of a thatcher weaver, so I'll make like nets and things. Have you talked to Miss Fields at the tavern? She makes really good food.
Yeah, she really does. Yes, I have taken a lot of her food around recently. So I was wondering if maybe someone had something different. But she is marvelous. So I can stop bathing. But your water skin's actually pretty attractive to me. You've come up with a lot of options considering your low inventory of it. Thank you for searching.
I try to help people whenever I can. And being right next to the fishmonger stand, you know, sometimes you're able to get a little bit of the extra cuts, the extra trimmings. It's only the loaf of bread's not that great. It's left over from a couple of days ago. But water skins just came in on the shipment yesterday. I don't know if you have the ability. I don't have any kind of drink to fill it with, but I'm sure if you wanted some drink, you could go tell the whale and have them fill it up for you.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much. I have more of a special request, and maybe you can help find what I'm looking for. So I'm assuming you don't sell any potions or anything at this shop?
No, here at this shop, no, not really. Jeez, yeah, I'm trying to think. We do. There are some fellas. Awesome fellas. I wish I could remember the name. They keep a little shop in the one of the warehouses down on the south side of the piers. And I know that they've been tinkering with some things, so they've been able to come up with a variety of a couple of like minor healing potions, as well as some other trinkets. I think maybe like some. I heard that they were working on like a mild poison or toxin of some sort.
Oh my goodness! Ooh. Oh, that is incredibly helpful, Gummerish. Thank you. Can I take a rain check on everything else? My priority right now is that potion, so I'm gonna run down to the south side. But I will see you again. Is there anything specific that Mrs. Field cooks that you particularly enjoy?
I mean, if you. I mean, everyone knows about her biscuits because, like, that's what everyone does.
They're
everyone
the best looks at them right out of here.
But, I like a good, you notice my little, I have these different selections of fish. I like a good fish with them. We just like some of the biscuits, it's good. Anything like stews and soups, there is, however, she only makes it like a couple times a year. It's this. Very nice, like, tart, I think is what they call them. And it's just one of those rare occasions where we end up with having, like, fresh berries around. So she'll make, like, strawberry and fruit tarts. And those are really good. I don't know if
That sounds amazing.
I don't know if any of that will come. I don't think that's available right now. I haven't seen it in a while.
It sounds very seasonal.
So we are not exactly a berry picking area. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, that's very helpful. Thank you so much, Gummerish.
All right.
I'll see you again later.
Thank you. I hope I do see you later. I'm sorry, did you want the water skin?
I'll hold off for now.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. We head on. So the day has progressed a little bit. Okay.
Yes.
I imagine at some point in this morning, you awaken in a strange place.
And then I realize it's just a room. So I'm going to wake up and maybe preen my feathers a little bit before sneaking out of my room.
Considering the stuff that happened the night before, you got a nice sheen to your feathers today.
Oh.
It's a little surprising.
Oh, lovely. Guess that rest did me some good.
Sorry, and you're going to sneak out and do what?
Yes, I'm going to... Can I tell what time it is looking outside?
Looking outside, it's still more or less in the morning. You're talking between 7 and 8-ish, maybe 8:30.
Okay, so I want to sneak down past Casca's room and see if I can suss out if she's left yet.
Okay, so... Remember, you're on the first floor, so you have to truck up
past.
You have to go go up a few levels of stairs to find your third floor window. So, it's the adventure up to the third floor is a little like going through like different dimensions of the same floor. Like you start on a simple floor with a bunch of like faded old wood, like wood paneling and carpentry, and then you go up a level and the wood's a little more new. It has like a richer brown color to it. Some of the windows in this area actually have like draperies on them. Oh, they're a little,
that's a nice touch.
You know, they're a little faded. Yeah. They're a little faded. You got like, they're very earth tone in nature and kind of like, they look like, particularly the ones right in the stairwell look like they just repurposed some burlap or something like that. But the layout of the second floor is more or less the layout of the first floor of the rooms. And as you progress onto the third floor, everything is much more vibrant. The draperies are now like vibrant reds. The wood paneling down the floor is like clearly brand new and has that kind of, that hallmark, like kind of cherry chestnut color that you recognize from the Rokoto wood of your home island.
Nice.
And as you hit
excellent choice. Yeah.
As you hit the berth? What is the top? The stairs. The threshold? I don't know.
That's I'm a door. Blanking. I don't
you
know. Hit
the, yeah, you crest
the top.
You crest the top of the stairs.
The summit.
The summit, yes. You summit the stairs. It's been quite a climb. And from a little bit down the hall, you just hear...
Oh. Do I recognize that sound?
It is coming from the second room on your right.
I'm going to try and sneak a peek of whatever that is. Is there like a keyhole?
Okay. Are you
getting... something?
Yeah, there's a keyhole.
Do I know which room is Casca's?
No, you don't. She just kind of went off. She went off to bed before the whole hustle and bustle
I'm
last night.
Immediately distracted, and I'm gonna peek in the room with the weird noise.
Okay. Are you gonna like try to open the door, sort of thing?
If I'm gonna see if I can see through the keyhole or under the door.
It is going to be hard to see through the keyhole. It's like it is, you know, it's not a cartoon keyhole.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's things in there. Okay, fine.
But you are able to see like, actually give me, I guess a perception check or maybe an insight check.
That's a 20.
Oh!
Nice! Okay, so there is clearly some movement of shadows under the door, and the what you're able to see is it almost looks like a lever, or like a long... there's a long shadow that occasionally partially dips up at an angle, at which point you hear before it comes back down. It goes up, and you hear this... sound again. It comes back down.
What the heck? I'm just gonna knock and say, hello? Do you need help in there?
Oh, Boko, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, just come on in.
Do I recognize this voice?
It's clearly Casca's voice.
Okay.
Sorry. It's clearly Casca's voice. Yeah. I'm doing a perfect impression of this person that I made up.
Clearly.
You would recognize that as
okay, so then I'm
Casca's
just going to come
voice.
In.
You come in and Casca is mid clapping push-ups.
98. Oh.
99. 100. 101.
Okay. This makes so I should have expected this, really. All right, well, I mean, I thought you'd be gone by now, Casca. I'm surprised to find you here.
Oh, you know, I just thought I'd get a good little bit of words.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There are
I'll
some
stop.
Of those.
I'll stop. Whew. Just got to get a good workout in before we go.
Don't step on my account.
Okay, and she rolls over and starts doing sit-ups.
Oh. Of course.
Also clapping.
Just, it's like every time she crunches, somehow her entire body just levitates off the ground. I don't know. I've never seen such core power.
Does that count as flying? For Bacaw?
That's the trick, Boko. If you want to fly, just...
You gotta learn to levitate.
Just tense your abs as hard as you can. That's the secret.
I like okay. to think that that's kind of like that's folklore, that people think that that's how it works, but it actually doesn't work that way.
Oh, man.
We were going to separate ways, you know, so I thought, not that I care or anything, but like, maybe I'd say, see if you were going to, see if I, or something, you know, maybe, yeah.
Oh, so, sorry, are you asking me to get a drink with you, or?
Sure, we can get breakfast if you want.
Yeah, breakfast, yeah,
Did I tell you about what happened last night?
No.
You heard about that halfling that got mauled, right?
No.
Dude, okay, I've got such a story for you. Come this way.
Okay, all right. And she, like, you know, kind of a little confused, but she, like, you know, gets her stuff, you know, wiped down. She shakes off a little bit, starts preening, and it's like, okay, like, buckling up, you know? Are you going to stay in the room, or are you going to...
I'm going to lead her out to go get breakfast.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Like, so, oatmeal or something.
Yeah, downstairs.
Probably.
All right.
Yeah.
So, come down the stairs, Casca in tow. There's Pearl in there, mostly organizing some of the... taking the chairs off of... They had been flipped upside down on the table, so now he's pulling them off one by one, flipping them upright, sliding them under. Yep, continuing to get stuff ready.
Okay.
Or... You wouldn't know he's continuing.
Yeah, good point.
He knows he's continuing. And he's like, oh, morning, ladies.
Morning. Can we get two... Do you like oatmeal? You want oatmeal? Are you sick of oatmeal?
I mean, it's fine if that's what they have.
Do you have oatmeal?
Well, yes, we got some oatmeal this morning. Do you want any kind of... granola berries, anything on top?
Oh,
yeah.
Have you got dried fruit?
Dried fruit.
Oh, I love some of that.
I don't really have dried fruit. Okay. I got
it. Wet fruit is a close second.
Yeah,
but...
sorry. It's,
You.
Like, almost. Oh, all right. Oh, man. So Perlin walks in the back, and after, you know, some like muffled words back and forth with, you know, another person you can't really identify, the mumbling. He does come out with two bowls of oatmeal, and he has like a little cup of blueberries on the side of one of them, and sets them down at the bar. And it's like, does this work for you?
Perfect.
All right, sounds great.
How much?
Soggy bananas.
Just real wet bananas.
Oh no. Oh no. Put that on an Instagram thumbnail. Just one wet banana.
Oh, I didn't get that far before it came out of my mouth.
We're supposed to be family friendly, guys.
It's not what I meant when I
said
family
friendly.
It just sounds like the worst soggy fruit would
fruit
be a banana.
Is naturally wet.
Yes. No, you're right. I've just never thought about it.
Oh my gosh.
Like the moisture content.
How do I edit this?
You don't. It stays.
Are those the wettest blueberries you have? Do wetter blueberries.
They do look like they've been recently rinsed, because that's what you do with fruit.
Extra wet.
A side of wet.
Oh no. Oh no. We're never gonna get anywhere.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's wet.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna how much for the breakfast?
Copper apiece.
Okay. So I'll hand that over.
Robbed.
It's the biscuits.
It's the biscuits. Of course. Premium for
They're
the biscuits.
They're not as wet.
Dryness costs you more in these
soggy
parts.
Biscuits
the
now.
Coastal town.
That is a good
point. Humidity, moisture in the air everywhere. Alright.
So yeah, I'm just gonna, as we're eating, start regaling the tale about the warehouse situation from yesterday.
Okay.
With extra emphasis on fighting the dragon and not mentioning at all the fact that I barely got any hits on anything because I was fiddling with a door.
Yeah, while you're regaling the story, Perlin goes back to setting up for the day. So it's just the two of y'all sitting at the, you want to sit at the bar or are you moving to a table?
At the bar is fine.
Bar is fine. All right, so stools next to each other. At the, so I guess you just have one question.
Yeah.
Were you not strong enough to kill it?
Well, it's the thing about dragons. They're slippery. I found out, you know? It flew away. Right, it broke a whole half a wall down, and then it flew out the half a wall that it broke. And maybe it's
What about
still out
before
there.
Broke the half a wall?
It was up there, okay?
Huh?
I don't have any. I'm not so good at the ranged stuff, okay? You expect me to climb a wall to hit a dragon and punch a dragon in the face?
I mean, if that's what you
Is that
do
what
to
you
win.
Would have done? I'm sure that's what you would have done.
I'm just saying.
You know, go
my
up there.
Was
climb
there,
up the wall.
Would have taken
with
him out.
Your little claws. Punch a dragon straight in its face.
Yeah.
Which of the two of us has actually seen
a
dragon in real life
right?
before? I didn't say that. Maybe you inferred that.
It sounded like a little one. I don't know. Just something about it. Something about it.
All right, well, I'll bring back its head next time, and then
oh, okay.
You'll know.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
All right, I'll hold you to that.
I feel like a little gross inside about having said that, because I'm like, didn't really do anything to me, so.
All right, so what's the plan? Like, what's the tracking plan? Are you, like,
you know,
how do you track a dragon?
I don't know. I figure I guess I'll just start asking around. I've got the people that I was fighting them with. I'm gonna have lunch with them today. And then maybe that one of them can help me track them, or I'll know somebody who's a good tracker.
I mean, I don't know anyone here who's a good tracker.
Yeah. I'm sure
I've got plenty
figure
of,
it out. Can't be that hard, right?
I mean, we got plenty of... I'm thinking Byron, but Byron's more like tracking on the high seas.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of a different skill.
He doesn't really have his land legs.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that too?
Yeah.
Weird guy. Huh? Okay. All right. Well... where does that leave us, I guess?
I don't know. Where are you striking out? Do you know of any towns? I've heard there's towns nearby.
It's from what I can gather, early in the morning around here, a lot of the townsfolk go down. Did you see that big muddy road when we first got here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yes, it's...
You just follow that?
Yeah,
it's a
apparently
good start
that's,
as any.
That's the main pathway into the town, at least on foot. It's not really much of a road so much as just...
dirt.
Mud.
Yeah.
It's been trod over time and time again, but yeah. That's best I can gather. I don't know. Maybe I'll walk down that later, see where it takes me.
All right. Well, I hope it's fun and that you get to meet an orc, because I know you've always wanted to meet an orc.
Yes. Yes, I have. And I'm hoping I want to be big and mean, and then I want to kick his butt.
Oh, man. I've got to hear about that. Try not to get killed.
It's not like a fight. I just want to beat him in like an arm wrestle.
Kick him in the butt cheek. I get you now. Yeah. Sorry. Misread the situation.
No. I'm not trying to go around just assaulting people. Jeez. I'm not.
No, but a friendly brawl, you know.
Yeah, a friendly brawl. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he agrees to it, that's different.
Determine
that's
the pecking order. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Normal things.
Yeah, we gotta... There are guidelines for doing this.
Yeah. As we know. Yeah, as our mother taught us.
Yep.
All right. I should probably find out where I'm going to bring lunch to, because I'm pretty sure I promised that I'd bring lunch somewhere. So I'm going to go do that, I guess. I kind of reach over and give her like a half awkward sibling hug.
She just kind of like
one little scaly arm.
uses her scaly arm to just kind of like pat the scaly arm as it touches her.
Have fun. Don't die.
Well, don't have to worry about that.
You know me. I'm not worried. Never been worried a day in my life. Bye.
Bye. And she drapes back upstairs and presumably to get her gear and get ready to set out for the day.
Okay. I'm going to, is Perlin nearby still?
Yeah, he's still.
Okay, I'm going to ask him, first of all, what time is it?
It's morning, you know?
Okay. Oh, good. Good. I didn't sleep in too late.
We've got a couple more hours until noon. Okay. We're not particularly strict with time around here.
I gotta get some kind of system going, so I need to figure out how to wake up in the morning.
You keep the blinds open when the sun comes up.
Never really light comes does it in. For me.
No?
No.
All right.
The pillow I keep over my head when I'm sleeping.
That's a pretty good guess. Does that pillow keep you from seeing the light?
It might be.
That would do it.
Do you remember the guy with the wrench who was in here?
Oh, yeah. He goes by Ziggy. Yeah, he's staying in one of the rooms here. What about him?
Do you know where his work is?
I think I forgot to ask him. Audrey's come here a couple times and met him.
They work at the same place.
Yeah, yeah. She's a local mechanic. She works, I don't know, various places. Last I knew, they were working on a train up in the train yard north side of town.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Is this the best place to buy lunch?
Probably.
Or are there other places?
I would say so.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Okay. I'll come back in a couple hours for
All right,
lunch.
Then. And right about that moment, Miss Fields comes busting out with a small bowl and is like, is it too late? I found some dried plums.
Oh, my goodness. I'll pay double for them.
Okay. I don't know. Give Erlen a gold piece, I guess. Okay. No, a silver piece. A silver piece. Here you go. Sorry it took so long to find them. It's, you don't really keep too much of the dried fruit around here.
I appreciate it so deeply.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry I'm a little late for your oatmeal there, but these are still a good snack later on in the day.
Great for the road, yeah. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And she turns and scuttles back into the kitchen.
I'm just gonna put a bag of dried plums.
Yep.
In my inventory.
Those will come in handy.
Yeah. For eating.
Is eating a plum an action or a reaction? Is that a bonus action?
Reaction. This man punches you in the face. I eat a plum.
just once the it's like anxiety eating. You just like reaction.
Well, I feel that.
Yep, so do I. All right, there you head off. Is there anything else Ziggy's doing at the warehouse? Any other big plans other than waiting for the, working and waiting for the other peoples to show up?
Assuming we get done with all of the appearance work, I did want to examine the engine a little more closely.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I wanted to see, starting with just kind of what technology is it running off of? Is it just fuel burning? Is there anything arcane about it? Like, how basic is this?
It is base. It's pretty basic. There, as it currently sits, there's not a lot in the way of arcane abilities to it. That is something that it has been added to, like, newer models of trains, but this one is older. This is more of your traditional, like, here's a boiler to create steam and build up pressure that then gets the wheels a turning. And most of the repairs are done except for that one, there one gasket on the boiler there that has like the strips of leather that you've stuffed in, because Audrey is still waiting for that final seal to be delivered so that can be replaced. But otherwise, it's a steam engine.
Hey, Audrey, how fast can this thing go?
You know, I haven't really thought about that, but usually, this bad boy laden down with a bunch of cargo, 20 to 30 miles an hour, maybe. It'd probably go faster if it's just the engine itself. Maybe up to 40, but like it's not made to move fast so much as it is to move a lot, like carry a lot of weight.
Sorry, you're gonna need to convert that for me. And the guild, we only use metric.
All right, well, smarty boy, you're gonna have to figure that out, because I ain't doing those calculations for you. I'm not gonna do that for you.
No worries. I'm just surprised that Perlin's Plastics is so behind the times, more so than I realized. All right, I want to basically with some extra time here, do the equivalent of adding NOS to a car, to the train. I basically want to just build a pressurized canister of air that could essentially inject an extra mass of steam at one time into the engine and cause it to get a burst of speed.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say with the materials available to you, it is possible, though it will take probably about 3 or 4 hours to like actually complete, just because you're having to take a canister that you found and attach it to.
That's fine, as long as it's more or less done in time for the quarter mile test.
Okay.
Later, that's all that matters to me.
Oh no, I didn't expect that to be an encounter, but now it is, isn't it?
I don't need to be present for it. I just want to hear the story.
Okay.
Trying to blow their socks off.
No pressure, pun intended. All right. So you can get to work on that. You'll probably be close to finished by lunchtime. Maybe not quite finished, but pretty close by lunchtime.
No worries. And then I don't put a label on it, but the activation for it is I'm just going to build a massive lever that is just very tempting and sitting right beside the engine.
With a sign that says, don't pull.
No sign that says don't or do pull. It's just the lever.
Brightly colored lever.
Yes. The knob is kind of red. The rest of it is...
You can tell by looking at it, it'll make a solid ka-chunk noise.
Yeah, okay, all right. So I'll say you can probably get the canister and stuff put into place and weld, because you're going to basically have to, like, magically weld it into place. Mm-hmm. however you artificers do that nonsense. So that you could probably get done by lunchtime. It might take you another hour or so beyond that to actually get the lever mechanism working.
That's fine. And then just once I do finish that, I'll leave a note that this is for enabling the test that I'll properly test the engine's capabilities.
Okay. All right. Whew. I'm going to have to do some research, guys.
Sweat is beginning to drip down the DM's face.
Oh, Neptune. Anyways, you're working on that. Is there anything else you like to do? I guess you're kind of you're pretty preoccupied at the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to focus on that. If Audrey's interested, she can work on it with me, but I'm not going to force her to.
Audrey has kind of finished polishing and buffing the left side of the engine, and she's just kind of working her way around to the right side. So she's just, you know, as chill as she can be. Well, yes, the ice machine would kick in at this point in time. Good, good, good. Good, good.
I
yes.
I think it's just the fill. I think it's just the fill, and then it'll stop.
It's just the murmuring of the engine. We have it on idle just to make sure it's properly working.
Probably not a good state to have the engine in as you're installing a very important lever or a very pressurized canister. Yikes. Okay, so you start working on that. And it's back to Marion, trying to figure out where you're going, what you're doing.
Head to the south side.
Heading to the south side.
Find those men in the warehouse with potions.
All right. So there are couple warehouses in the area, actually three warehouses in the area, I believe. Most of them look, or two of them look like they're more used for storage, but there is one that it's kind of set, it's closer to the waterfront, so it's a little set back from the road, but there does seem to be some form of commotion going on in there, in that area.
I'm gonna knock and kind of holler, hello there!
Hello? Who is... Oh! You!
You!
And you see... Sorry.
The voice changed a little bit. I think it was down here last time. It's Yosef.
Yosef! Oh my goodness!
Well, what brings you around here, Miss Marion?
Well, actually, this will be easier to explain than I thought. Thanks for everything last night, by the way.
No problem. I'm glad I could help take down that dragon.
You and Nott were very brave.
We very much were, yes.
So, were they the ones outside?
Tuck and
were
roll.
Were they the ones outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. they were the ones you were trying to help in.
Okay.
And they never quite made it to the door.
And they refused to tuck and roll under it.
Oh, yeah.
Tuck and roll, no, it's not happening. I believe is exactly what you said, Yosef. Yosef, I heard from Gumrish that you might have some potions in stock.
Oh, yeah. We have some things in here. Let me,
He kind of looks around, you know, to the left, to the right. And he's like, all right, come on in. And he opens the door a little bit more. Just a small single side door.
I'll just slip in.
All right. He shuts the door behind you. And you're now in a warehouse that it's probably about half the size of the one that the battle took place in, like length by width. It only has a single rolling bay door and that one single side door. But it's still got about like 25, 30 feet of clearance in the ceiling. And there is a variety, like in one corner, there's just like a bunch of boxes with some like netting thrown over it. And just a bunch of random tools lying about. But in the far corner, you can see what almost looks like this just giant cauldron. And it's like, it's kind of giving off this weird green glow.
Oh my goodness.
Give me a, a nature check.
I almost said 21. That is a 12 plus 0, 12.
Okay.
A natural 12.
The coloring seems familiar to you, but you can't immediately place it. And so as, you know, Yosef walks further back into the warehouse towards the giant cauldron. You can see just past Yosef's shoulder, you can see Nott next to the cauldron, standing on a box as he's got like a big long like broomstick that he's kind of stirring the cauldron with.
Wow, you boys have quite an operation here.
Yep, and we'd like to keep you that way, so discretion is preferred, please.
Absolutely, don't worry.
All right.
I won't tell a soul. There's only one reason I'm here. I'm looking for a healing potion.
Oh, yeah, we can get some of those for you. Let me see, and he goes, and he kind of like sloops around behind a counter and like unfurl. You see there at the on the top of the counter, there's like kind of a furled up canvas that's like tied on one end, and he Yosef quickly undoes the tie and pushes it, and it unfurls, and on it like very hastily painted across it are the words, where is Yosef and Knott's Emporium of Delights, parenthetical, oh, patent pending, and parenthetical.
I love it so much. Yosef and Knott's Emporium of Delights?
Yes, patent pending.
Oh my goodness.
So, we like to say, well, you might have heard that with some of the tension between us, local fishermen, and the Perlin's Textiles peoples and everyone there out, that, I'd like to keep my shop on the down low because I don't want them hijacking any of my stuff.
Oh, so, absolutely.
So you want just a basic healing potion? Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, we have two options. We have a healer's kit, which we can offer for 5 gold pieces.
Oh.
Or a potion of healing, which will cost you 50.
Now, I'm new to this. Am I able to construct a healing potion from a healer's kit?
No, a healer's kit is something that you can use to automatically
stabilize.
Yes,
my friend.
Yes, that is
I don't
correct.
Have many of those. Here's the thing, Yosef. I'm hoping that you might be able to help me. I'm only here because I don't like being in people's debts, and I like to pay them off.
Okay.
And I don't know if you saw what happened last night, but that dragon actually took me out, and old Tom came over and he gave me a healing potion to make sure that I wouldn't, well, stay there forever. I'm looking to get a healing potion to return to old Tom.
Oh, okay.
Is there a way I can make a deal with you? I'm open to working for you for some time to pay it off in full, but I promise you I can send old Tom here himself to pick it up once the debt is paid.
Roll a persuasion check.
That's 24.
Okay. All right. I was hoping I'd have the opportunity to do this. I was like, I shouldn't automatically do this, but if she rolls well, I'll give it. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's it's a pretty noble way to be. And you know what? I kind of owe old Tom a favor myself, so I understand being in that debt. So how much do you have on you? That's a pervasive question. I'm very sorry. Can you swing 10 gold pieces?
Yes, but then I insist on 5 more, and I'm going to purchase that kit from you, too.
Okay. All right. So,
That's so sweet. I can work for you, too, if you need help back here. Maybe tomorrow morning or something. I'm free in the mornings.
Not, and I try to keep the payroll kind of low around here just because trying to, you know, keep it low on the down low.
Of course, it'd be me paying off my debt.
You might notice the Knott's stirring a nice big old vat. We're working on a new poison variant.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of based on, James's experience with the dragon and that wound. And we got some samples after what happened last night. And, I wouldn't feel comfortable risking someone else being subjected to that. So should something go awry, we're kind of tinkering with it.
Well, that's awful thoughtful of you. I'll tell you what, if you realize, and I don't know anything about potion making, but if you realize that it needs to be kept at, say, a steady temperature or something like that, I can help with that. So just keep me in mind, but please, here, take the gold and I'll send old Tom this way if that's okay with you.
Okay, all right. So 15 gold pieces, and I'll get you a healer's kit, and I'll just send old Tom my way, and I'll get him taken care of. You take this healer's kit and this potion, all right?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I like you. You seem to be a nice sort. You've seemed noble, as it were.
Well, thank you so much, Yosef. You know what?
Plus, you rolled a 24.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you come by. If you come by the tavern tonight, that's when I'm going to give old Tom the potion too. But I'll sneak you a biscuit or an ale or something. Okay.
Oh, all right. Sounds. I like the sound of that. All right. Jeez.
Well, thank you so much, Yosef. Oh, you know, while I'm here, you don't buy any chances. Is there anything else I could buy off you? It's like a drink. I'm heading right to a lunch appointment, and I didn't, you know.
Don't really have any drinks. We got.
That's okay.
unless we got empty glass bottles and soap.
Well, as much as I'd like to try to make something out of that, you know, my mom always said you never go to a party without something. So I was thinking, but I don't worry, I'm going to make do. I mean, you've already helped me so much. Thank you. And I'll see you tonight at the tavern if you can make it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you usually head up there after we're done for the day.
Okay, perfect. Well, good luck with the poison.
All right, thank you. Well, it's, if you don't see us tonight, maybe come a knocking.
You know, actually, I will. I'll look out for you. You better come by. And I'll head off towards, does it seem like midday now? I'll head off towards the train yard.
It's heading towards warehouse. That direction. After your stories with Casca, what do you do?
I figured I'd just poke around on the beach or something until it seems like it's about time to get ready for lunch, and then we'll go pester Miss Fields.
Yep, fair enough. So, whereabouts are you poking around the beach? Are you just kind of like near the piers? Are you going off?
Near the piers, probably.
Near the piers, okay. So, nothing terribly torrential in the waves today. Just a nice, just a little.
That's very the familiar extent sound
of my,
to me.
Yeah, it's like that's the extent of my water making sounds, my ocean sounds. But it's calm and peaceful. There is a little bit more movement on the north end of the beach and the piers area, seemingly related to last night's hullabaloo. And trying to there's a warehouse door that has a hole ripped into it right now. So they're trying to get that patched up.
Is that like walking distance?
From
relatively brief walking distance?
Yeah, it's relatively close. Yeah.
Okay. Because I might go and take a peek, see if I can get a heading for which way the dragon may have gone.
Okay. All right.
I can investigate or something.
All right. Yeah. So you can go up to the warehouse, and it's generally, I would say it's generally pretty well watched security wise. But there's been so much hustle and bustle of like trying to figure out how to patch up this door, who they have around who actually has the ability to, you know, to fix like a metal roll-up door that's been completely bent outward and like, you know, had claws tear through it.
Yeah.
That it's pretty easy to take advantage of the commotion and slip in close enough to see what's going on. Are you going to stay around the outside, or are you trying to get in?
I figured I'd stay on the outside and just see if there's tracks. Or if there's, a dragon sitting on the shore nearby.
Right. Give me an investigation check.
That will be... That's going to be a 12.
12? All right. 12? Really hard to suss out much of anything, unfortunately, with the main track outside of this, or that you know of, outside of this warehouse is through the door and a direction.
This guy.
And it's and because of the damage to the door and the workers running back and forth trying to figure out what's going on, there's just been so much trampling happening that it's hard to suss out anything in particular.
I was just seeing all this commotion. I'm wondering to myself, why wasn't there a hole like this that tipped them off that there was a freaking dragon in there? Can I see any signs, like, on the roof that there was another hole that maybe was never noticed?
From the outside, where, I mean, from where you are right now, you'd have to find a way to actually see the ceiling or the roof of the building.
Trees nearby.
In this area, unfortunately not.
Okay. I make a mental note to come back later with someone who can toss me.
Yeah, that is a very good question.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it for me.
All right. So, we hit the point of the day where the party has agreed to meet for lunch.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I'm taking notes.
I'm going to run back to Gumrish. I think I'm out of time. And knock... Miss Gumrish?
All right, I gotta find the voice for a moment real quick. All right, there we go. All right, you're somewhere in here. All right, yeah. Oh, you again, all right.
Yeah,
you came back for the water skin, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I'll take the bread.
All right, I can give you the bread.
If you haven't eaten it yet.
I've not eaten it yet. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you got 2 silver for the bread. I'll throw in a little, like, half a fish fillet for you, because he's gonna be really sad for you to try to eat this.
I'll tell
nothing
you, you
on
know,
it, you know.
You know where the train yard is. Do you think I have time to run back up to Whale of a Tale and then down to the train yard before lunch? I want to be late for my first meeting.
I mean, from here, the Tale of the Whale is on the way to the train yard.
Oh, train yards are on the north side.
Yeah.
I swear, Miss Gummer, I will be back, and I'm going to run off. I'm going to buy a net this time. Yellow's running. Right.
Sure, she knows you're going to buy a net. Mm-hmm.
And I'll run into Tale of a Whale.
All right. I went from Cockney to straight Southern, didn't I?
I lost track.
Yeah, I lost.
I'm in such a panic about not having something for this lunch that I have no idea what anyone sounds like right now.
7 foot orc, Southern. All right, moving on.
Mrs. Field, Mrs. Field, are
you? Yeah?
I'm in a bit of a pickle yet again.
Why are you in a bit of a pickle?
I have a lunch meeting and I've got nothing that I can bring.
Got nothing you can bring? Well, you're in luck. I have some blueberries left over from the oatmeal this morning.
Oh, that's perfect.
Is there anything else I can, anything else you want thrown in there? I kind of just have the fruit and maybe some cold oatmeal at this point. We haven't quite rolled out lunch yet.
Do you think there's a bottle of something I could grab? I'll come back and I'm going to work extra time before dinner rush.
Yeah, sure. Let me see what I can find for you.
And she, you know, starts scuttling. Well, she brings you the berries and scuttles in the back. And she is able to procure a small glass bottle. And she's like, it's not very good, but I do occasionally make an iced tea.
Oh my goodness.
And every now and then I'll put a few in bottles so I can, you know, just sip on them throughout the day or work or
keep them for a few days whenever I feel like I want something nice and thirst quenching. Oh my gosh, I'm losing it again. I cannot keep it today.
That is so special. Thank you. I promise you, I'm coming to help you in the kitchen before dinner tonight.
Okay.
Because I'm here today. I'm not in town. So I'll be back.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Thank you so much for the blueberries and the iced tea. My friends are going to love them.
You're welcome. I'll add that to your tab.
Oh, good. Oh, and I'm going to run up to the train yard. And right before going in the doors, I'm going to kind of fluff up my tail. In case it got squashed when I've been running around, and check my braid, make sure it's in place, and kind of run my hands up my ears and get myself settled, and then walk in the door.
Okay, and on your approach,
I think that I probably would have gone to Whale of Tail as well and tried to wrangle up some lunch, whatever she has going. And if she doesn't have anything yet, then I'd probably wait.
So a rabbit comes running out the front door and a chicken comes running back in. Yeah. And it's like, Miss Field's like,
didn't I just help one of you?
Oh, you did?
I just gave the berries, the last of the berries I had to Miss Marion. I don't know if you know her, but...
Oh, yeah.
Is
there anything for lunch yet?
For lunch? If you give me a minute, we got a chicken roasting in. Oh my.
I go a little pale, but I try not to show it. You can't tell because my feathers are white already.
No, not like you, an actual chicken. No,
I understand.
Chicken.
I understand. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's not actually a thing. Don't worry about it.
It's not a bacaw. Yeah. I know. Oh, dear.
I figured you're not a barbarian. Well, you don't seem the type.
There is a poultry roasting in the oven that I was going to slice for lunch, and then you put it on little... crackers and pieces of bread. Nothing too fancy for lunch, but
okay, I could take some of that. I'm not against it.
Or we'll give me about another 5 minutes or so.
Okay. I'll just, do you mind if I just sit at the bench here?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, bro.
If you've never seen a field mouse blush, you've seen it now.
Important question about you sitting on the bench. Do you loaf or do your feet hang?
Good question. I probably step on the bench and then just squat down until I'm a loaf on top of the bench.
So cute.
That's great. That's pretty good. About 5 or so minutes passed and you can hear like the it's like they're using the honing edge, whatever, the click clack thing they do
to slice the knife
right before you
slice
a turkey. Yeah, that thing. And about 4 to 5 seconds after that, she comes out with a little tiny basket. No handle or anything. It almost looks like a little bread basket, but it's just enough that it has a little bit of bread and some poultry.
Nice.
with a little cloth over it.
And there'll be blueberries too.
She takes the blueberries that she has out on the table before and puts them in their little cup. She puts them in. And she's like,
yeah, that'll cost you nothing except my pride. Here you
what?
Go.
Oh, seriously, Miss Fields. It's not a big
sorry,
deal.
Sorry,
I mean, thank you.
If people eat rodent around here, it'd make me feel a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
Even though I'm technically different.
It is, yeah.
It's strange.
It's uncanny.
Yeah. What a world we live in, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
All right, well.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She quickly scurries back into the kitchen.
Oh, man. Woo. Free lunch.
All right. You wander off to the street bar. Anything that Ziggy does in preparation for meeting up with everybody?
I would be completely enamored in what I'm building right now, and basically the only thing pulling me away is once somebody knocks and arrives.
Okay. Sounds good. Marion, you get all gussied up before you approach the warehouse. Yeah, sorry. it's a warehouse in the shipyard. Sorry. In the train yard. My gosh.
In the train ship.
The train ship. Oh, the train ship. My gosh.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know, right? Let's try that again. All right. So Marion puts herself together before entering the train yard, and a little bit hurried. And as you are starting to enter the train yard, you hear the coming up behind you. And you turn to see Oko.
A little basket hanging out of my beak.
Oh, cute!
And here you are, meeting at the edge of the train yard.
Hi, Aaron.
Oh, Bako! Ha!
Grabbed a basket with my claw.
How are you doing? Thanks for lunch.
Are you early or am I late?
I don't know. I was going to say we had perfect timing because I was getting a little bit nervous.
I like that better.
Knocking on the door. Perfect timing.
Oh, let me get that for you. Just go and knock as hard as I can.
And so actually, as you enter the train yard, there are a variety of like train rails that kind of they weave in and out into various like towards the train station as well as back into various warehouses. As you approach the one that appears to have some activity going on, you do notice that off to the side of the warehouse is a stack of lumber that Poco recognizes as being some of the wares that were brought on the ship that brought her to this town.
Good taste in this town.
Yeah. And otherwise, just a bunch of warehouses in a train yard. And two of you approach the one that Ziggy is working away in. Are you actively working as they approach?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay.
Action.
I'm just going to walk up. I guess, is there like a... Are you on the tracks, probably?
I'm in the train.
You're in the train. Okay, so I'm going to walk up to the side of the train and knock on it and say, hey, Ziggy!
Hey, whoa. Oh. Don't touch the train.
Sorry.
I just cleaned the train.
Sorry. I wipe it off with my feathers a little bit.
That's better.
Sorry.
And this...
What's the commotion out there?
Ziggy, is that you?
Yeah? What's going on?
It's Boko.
Boko.
I've read lunch.
Okay. And I'm going to pull the... I'm going to assume there's a horn on this train. I'm going to pull the horn two times and scream, break time. And climb out of the train.
Audrey is going to roll out from under this train on a cart, vehemently like... What did I tell you about playing with the horn, huh? Huh?
It's got a legitimate this one use. This is an announcement.
Train. We got this one. Hoi, 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 hoi. All right.
What's her deal?
Anyways, she just lays back down and rolls back under, still polishing, you know, the underside of the thing now.
Secretly, she likes it.
So lean under the train and say, you want some chicken?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, you brought chicken?
Yeah, it's all Miss Fields' head. You should have seen the look on her face. She was horrified.
Why would she be horrified?
Well,
that's
you know,
a little horrifying.
You
some
never
people
had chicken?
Find it upsetting.
No, but I...
Because I look like a chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, honestly, we eat chicken. So, it was hard for me to see her be so horrified, but I didn't want it, you know. It's pretty good.
Raise chickens then on your island? Are there like...
Not on our island.
Okay.
That's more like, I don't know, maybe the Feather Clan, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your clan in charge of?
In charge of? That's a good question. My dad just kind of... He hasn't really done much in the past couple of years. We do a lot of shipping of lumber.
Oh,
mostly on our island. So,
is it good lumber?
Oh yeah.
Does
is
it?
We walked past the big. Is that red stuff? The
oh.
deep like. Yeah.
That looks very nice. Do you know, does it make good torches or things like that?
I'm gonna walk over and put my hand on burning it
and try and light it.
It does indeed light.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
How's it smell? Is it fragrant?
It is fragrant. It is,
How big is this fire that I just started?
It's more floral in its burning than fruity, if that makes sense.
Oh, it smells wonderful.
It does. And I'll take off
my leather jacket and just pat out the fire.
Oh, good call.
That was my next question.
Just to, but I'll let it smolder a little so the smell stays.
Wow, that's a really nice jacket.
Oh, thank you.
Where did you get it?
Guild issued.
No. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
While you guys are chatting, I'm just going to find a spot that looks relatively clear and start setting up a little blanket for a picnic.
Sounds
good. Is this a good place?
That works for me. I think, are we the only ones here today? I'm going to bang on the train a little bit.
Slide back up. What did I tell you all about touching the train?
Are we the only ones here today?
I mean, look around you. Yeah?
Okay. Lunch is ready.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did ask if she wanted some. She's
All right. I'll give it a thought.
And did you bring anything?
I did. Mrs. Fields supplied me with some iced tea and blueberries.
Oh, wet fruit. Wonderful.
Oh, no.
Quote, oh, wet fruit, wonderful, end quote. Great, just great.
You absolute troll.
Carry on.
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't bring anything. I've been here all morning, appreciate that you both brought food. That's very kind.
Yeah.
Well, I figured this is a party of sorts, and it's important to bring something. Especially considering what happened yesterday.
It's a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was, but I think I owe you both a huge debt of gratitude.
What for?
Yeah. For saving my life yesterday.
Oh, I mean, that's all part of the fun, right?
Me personally, I wasn't even scared a little.
Yeah, did you... Did you even get hit at all by anything?
I'm sure I took plenty of hits. Who's to say?
Even by a rat? I don't think I even saw a rat go near this guy.
They ran up to me, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Pretty slick. That thing you had on your arm? That was really cool.
Yeah, that thing. What is that?
Oh, one of these, and I'll just build an Eldritch cannon.
What?
I think that's what it's called. I'm still working on the name of these. but this time I'm building a force cannon. And be like, take a look at this. And I'm going to purposefully aim it at the side of the train.
Unbelievable.
But I'm going to do it in such a way that my goal here is to just make a small dent that I plan to then fix. But I'm going to, again, it's trapped kind of like a spider on my wrist. And I'm going to just kind of point it at the train. And you hear this massive boom. And
in the background, you hear, I know that wasn't someone messing with my train.
No, I'm just messing with a cannon out here. And then you hear a second bang, which is this time it's me with my wrench. And I'm just banging away at the dent I left in the train to pop it back out.
Did anything visibly come out before it dented? Like, can we see?
You'd see a trailing smoke ring kind of thing, where there's clearly compressed air and it's causing the air around the cannon to...
I have an idea. Can I scoop up like a fistful of pebbles? Are there pebbles here?
I mean, in here, you're going to be dealing with...
dust.
Yeah, dust. Yeah.
Okay. It's... How about this? A couple of blueberries. I take 3 blueberries in my hand and I go, shoot these.
Okay.
Are you going to throw them or are you just going to hold them?
I'm going to just hold them unless he tells me otherwise. Okay.
Quick question. Do you want me to shoot at those or put those in the cannon?
Can you put them in the cannon?
try.
I'm gonna load them into the can.
I imagine it could hold about 4 to 5 blueberries at maximum, so
okay.
It seems about right. Go long.
All right, I'm gonna try and catch them. Shoot them up so I get a chance to catch up.
Okay, I'll aim it at like 50, 60 degrees up and fire.
Okay, so I'm going to, I can't believe I'm going to say this, roll a constitution check for the berries.
See if they just get blasted into dust.
I'm going to say above 10, half of them survive. Above 15, they all survive. 15 above, they all survive. Anything below 5, they're all obliterated.
Okay.
Just a flat 20 roll.
To 3.
just berry shrapnel.
Berry scented mist.
Flies out of this cannon.
Did you catch any?
I didn't see anything.
Just this, it's just like this cloud
smells
of blue
great,
dust. Yeah, it would be like a berry spritzer. Right? Just effervescent berry.
You can really smell the wetness.
Oh, no. No, it's never going to leave me, is it?
Well, anyways, I'm hungry.
Yeah, let's dig in. I've got it all set up on the little blanket.
I didn't think to bring something. Do you mind just sharing the container of iced tea? I can pass
it
around.
Sure, yeah.
What does it taste like?
It's...
Mrs. Field didn't seem super confident about this batch.
So it is more akin to a like an herbal tea than like your traditional black tea or green tea. There's a little bit of juniper in there.
Oh.
And what you think is like a maybe like just the lightest hint of thyme.
Oh.
But, take a big swig. But it is super like grassy floral.
That is herbaceous.
Delicious.
I'm not sure if I like it.
That's okay, I'll have all of what you don't have.
So what have you guys been up to this morning? I'm sorry, first of all, is it rude to refer to you as guys?
Oh, I don't just care.
What does guys mean?
Well, normally I'm used to talking to
you could call
humans,
me guys,
honestly, and I'm okay. Just not sure. Like,
does that mean humans?
I don't know. I've never really thought about
you
it.
Call us chums. I feel like chums.
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 Would you like to be called a chum? Chum bucket. We're the chum
that
buckets.
That took a turn.
Bucket of chums.
Mates. Mate.
Mates is pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll workshop.
I'm sure we'll figure something
Guys,
out.
Guys, does not bother me.
Me neither.
Okay.
Just so as you know. So as I'm clear.
Fair enough. But I've just been working away on this guy right here. We're going to be testing it out later this afternoon. Is that the plan?
I mean, yeah, more or less. It might get pushed to tomorrow just because, we need to make sure the engineer gets down here. And it's easier to get him at the start of the day than the end because, you know, they want to go home.
Mm.
Understood. Wow. Well, if you guys are interested in seeing a train go faster than you've probably ever seen a train go, you should attend the test.
That sounds like fun to me.
I would love to see. We can't go on it, can we?
Oh.
I don't see why not.
I've never been on a train before. I've seen them.
We have to buy tickets, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that's how trains work.
Yeah, we can. We can
I don't think so pay. Much this one. This one's for hauling plastic.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Just do your best plastic impression.
That'll work.
You know, Boko, I thought your sister might be here, or the person you were with last night at the tavern.
That's not what you brought for lunch, right?
No. No.
No, Keska's alive and well.
Oh, okay.
And I saw her off this morning.
Miss Fields.
Off to
her adventure. We're both going on adventures. We decided to go separate so that we, you know, cover the most ground. So she took the big dirt road.
Oh.
And I figured I'd follow the dragon. But honestly, I don't. I've never tracked a dragon before, so that's going to be. That's going to be a challenge. I did go by the warehouse this morning, though, and a lot of mess. Big, a lot of people messing about trying to fix the wall. Thing really did a number on the walls.
I've never tracked a dragon. I've actually never seen a dragon before last night.
Same.
And then I stopped seeing it momentarily, and then I woke up and started seeing it, you know, again. Mm-hmm.
Nice to wake up to.
I'd like to help if I can.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, I can't.
That would be
practically, but I'd like to join in.
Okay.
Were they able to fix the door? I didn't think the damage was that bad.
They're working on it. I mean, you'd think. I didn't think so either, but see it this morning. Maybe it's just the daylight. It hits different.
Ooh.
There were claw marks. There's a big old rolled up door that's more rolled up than it should be, and in more ways, more directions. It's a mess.
I'd be interested to see that, but also, I mean, once this job's done, I'm got nothing going on until I head back to the guild, so I'd be down to spend a little bit of time kicking around looking.
Have you ever tracked a dragon?
No.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, there's a first time for
everything,
right?
I mean, I did a little
bit
last night. Like, once it flew out the door, I did go after it, and I watched it a little. But that was it.
All right.
I just remembered that it was calling for its mama, and I'm wondering if maybe it found it, and if we find it, if we'll also find...
Oh, no, that's a good point.
...its mama.
And then I'll be the roast chicken.
It is possible.
I guess it's poison, so it's no risk of that.
But I kind of want to know if it made it or where it's hiding if it didn't.
The thing that was getting to me this morning is there's a big old hole where the dragon left. But I didn't see any holes where it would have gotten in.
Were there any sky windows or
skylights
opened up?
I couldn't get high enough to see, so...
You don't think someone planted it?
I don't know. Maybe somebody was smuggling a dragon egg and it hatched. We didn't see any damaged
That'd be a big
cargo,
egg.
Though. Right? Yeah, you'd think it. And it was. It would have been in there for years. Right?
Oh,
I don't know how long dragons take to grow. It was big.
Now, this is a little out there, but dragons can fly, so it is a little bit harder to track, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Are you able to fly while holding both of us?
I am not, strictly speaking, able to fly, per se. Let me give you a little preview of what I got. How big is this room?
It's a warehouse that's big enough to hold the
a train
steam
right,
engine,
okay,
as well as like so still having room on it, like on the sides as well as to have, you know, like desk in the corner stuff. So it's probably like 25 by 50. It's a little narrower than the warehouse that the battle took place in, but it's probably about as long.
Okay.
I'm half
so
expecting
ways.
You to do sit-ups.
I'm just gonna get a running start and jump as high as I can and then just flap for as long as I can and see how high up I can get.
Well, you're able to go 15 feet of flight, so you can disperse that vertically or laterally, however you
straight up 15-ish feet, like maybe 12 feet. And then forwards a couple feet, and then I just slowly flutter to the ground. Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean the problem is, I don't know. Problem is getting up there. Once I'm up there, I can pretty much control it. I'd probably be a pretty good pilot. I think I could get up higher if maybe somebody tossed me. We used to, like, if we had to get up on the roof of something, we'd just toss each other. But, I don't know. We're not really Aarakocra, so we don't get to fly. We can't, I especially can't carry someone and fly.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Me too, honestly.
Well, I have an idea. Would you do that again?
Sure. I get ready, and I start scampering, and I do my jump.
And at the peak of the jump, I'm going to cast Feather Fall.
Oh.
On you as you're flapping.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So it's Feather Fall.
But I already have feathers.
Yeah. It's, it does help in the sense that it allows, you can get a little more like horizontal distance out of the downward glide simply because feather fall does slow your descent considerably.
Okay.
So that you're like, you get.
So I could do it more stylishly.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. You know, a little more falling with style sort of thing.
Oh, some spirals. Hey, check this out.
But like with, even with feather fall going about 12 feet up, you're talking maybe 20 feet laterally by the time you touch down.
I can see that didn't help much.
Oh, but it's in a fun, pinch, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wish I could throw you, but.
And I'll just hold up my arms. They're sticks. I'm not super strong.
I don't think that would help, anyways, because then you guys would still be stuck.
Right. Right. So this time you're going to carry Ziggy and jump.
I mean, I can do close to that, not quite the same height, but I'm going to pull out my hoverboard. So it can hover like a couple feet off the ground.
How many cool things do you have?
Oh,
like
that is that's so it. Cool.
Oh, okay. Well, you got
also,
a magic wrench.
3 feet is your record for staying on the hoverboard.
Laterally?
Yeah.
Okay. They don't need to know that.
No, okay, what?
So
we do not know that.
You're not demonstrating.
No.
You're just
I'm just letting it hover there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just the implication.
Gotcha. Does that stay up indefinitely?
It's a work in progress. My main goal actually is to build a proper airship like they have in Morrow. Not that I've seen one, but we're to really want to track dragons. I think airship is probably the right way to do it.
Have you been to Morrow?
Nope. Only heard stories. My mentor at the guild told me about it. He actually was headed there when he sent me here. Wouldn't let me go with him. He said, go fix the train. And lo and behold, I'm pretty sure it's one of his pieces of junk from when he was young.
Oh, what? I've always wanted to go tomorrow.
We could go tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Or you mean...
Sorry, I had to say it.
I really liked that name. It was like, of all the towns I named, I liked that one for,
it's a really good
for some
one.
Reason. And then... all of that began, and suddenly, the appeal just plummeted.
Campaign one, two, Morrow.
Would your boss ever send you there? I don't know how to get there.
I mean, eventually I'd get jobs there. I get sent all over the continent for work, but currently... just kind of worked my way up the chain. But I mean, if I had an excuse as to why I needed to go there, I'm sure the guild would understand.
And if you had maybe a staff, person that you needed to bring with you, for instance, as an example, would could you bring someone? I've heard it's very difficult to get in unless
like
you are allowed.
Town?
I'm sure we could figure something out. I haven't found a town. It was easy to get into Perlin's Pier here. And
I've just heard it's different.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Okay, I like
doors
that.
Or something.
Well, probably lock the doors.
How big is Morrow?
I don't know. I just know it's so that a lot of powerful people are there.
Oh.
And I've never really gotten to... ask anyone about what I can do, and I want to see if there's more I can do and unlock a little bit more inside of me. But I really think Morrow's the place to do that.
I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry, can we take a step back? Unlock inside of you?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
You know, the
good question.
Some of the things that I can do, I can't really explain it. And some of it's difficult to harness, especially. But, well, and sometimes I don't even know what's going to happen when I try something. But there's some power in me that I have been able to harness, but I can tell there's more. And if I had the right guidance, maybe, or even just someone to watch, I might learn.
Is it new power? That you, like what you did to help me fly, right?
Yes, just like that. Yeah. Some of it's newer, I guess. Like when I put out power and I don't know if it's going to be icy or if it's going to be acidy or if it's going to be fiery or lightning-y like that. But then sometimes I know what I'm doing. I wouldn't just throw
I figured.
Yeah.
I mean,
that would have gone real poorly if it was acid.
Yeah. Yeah, try that again. Boom. You're dead.
That would have been a pretty good prank.
Okay, sometimes. Just a mental note.
What about you, Boko? You mentioned adventure. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm out to get to find a challenger to try and kill challenge my dad. The rooster of our clan. The thing is, usually this kind of thing, a rooster will be like in his prime and he'll beat off a couple of challengers. He'll beat back a couple of challengers.
Oh, no.
A rooster will be in his prime and he'll defeat a couple of challengers. And then maybe once he gets into his old age, sometimes if he's really good at fighting, he'll defeat a couple more. And then, you know, when it comes to the end, he'll either concede a battle or die in battle. And that's how they pass the torch. But my dad's, I mean, he's old. He's like old, old. Like, I'm surprised he still has feathers. And he still keeps beating the challengers. And I think, don't tell anyone this, okay? But I think that he's doing something suspicious. Poisoning the challengers or magicking himself. I don't know. But I need to find somebody who can help me and, like, who really knows what they're doing. Maybe some subterfuge.
You don't think you could challenge him?
The thing there is that hens are really violent people and really loyal. And we don't really talk about our loyalties. So if a hen makes a move against the rooster, that's a great way to start a civil war.
Oh.
And those tend not to last more than a couple days. And the last time one happened, the island was wiped out.
What about a hen in a mechanical rooster suit?
I think it would just come down to what other hens would see as betrayal. I don't want to toe that line. There's a lot of people I like on that island.
You understand. The Feather Clan, but that's not your clan?
No, we're the Claw Clan.
The Claw Clan.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
A little violent. Compared to the Feather Clan, I mean. What are the other clan names?
Well, yeah, not all the clans, I guess, still use the combat system. Some of them think it's barbaric, but I mean, I don't know. They're kind of hippies. Specifically the Feather Clan, they're kind of weird hippies. I don't know. I don't want to get into politics about it. You know how politics can be.
Yeah, it sounds very political. More than I expected.
It's
I asked.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just looking for maybe an arcane rooster or something. I don't know. I kind of was more in it for the adventure, because that sounds a lot more fun and less, you know, daunting. And also,
no.
I may or may not have promised my sister that I'd bring her the head of a dragon. So there is that.
It's an understandable promise to make.
It's more of a bet, sure. I guess.
What's her side of the bet?
That I can't do it.
It's a bold bet to take.
Yeah, she betted that I couldn't do it, and then I betted that I could, and so it's... Yeah,
do you get something if you weigh in?
No. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm right.
Valid.
Do you guys, you don't have siblings, do you?
No.
No, I could tell.
Do you have siblings, Ziggy?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds vicious.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's fun. I didn't.
I'm just going to start eating.
I've been eating this whole time. Yes.
Right. So, talked a little bit more about yourselves, eating away.
Has Audrey been here the whole time?
Audrey was kind of a little away from things, kind of like back and forth between her desk and buffing out the thing. It looks like she made a new kettle of coffee to pour into her tin cup. There we go. But she did, there was a moment where you glanced over and you swear she was munching on a piece of chicken. And don't know when she swiped it, but possibly during the flying incident, who's to say?
Oh,
but,
good point.
Audrey, are you interested to come investigate with us, or have you ever been to Morrow?
I mean, I've never been to Morrow. I mean, geez, what do you want me to investigate? You want me to come up against a dragon? I'm not really feeling that one.
Why not?
It just seems like you've been bogged down here for a while. I want to help you break
out. Bogged down here by sitting in here, working on my candle devices that I love, and then getting to go have drinks and food at a tavern until I decide to come back here, fall asleep, and then wake up and keep working on mechanical devices. Sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds like the story you tell yourself.
Yeah.
That's the story I tell yourself, the story I'm telling you.
Sounds pretty good to you.
All right. I mean, if you run into a mechanical issue that you can't solve for whatever reason, I'm sure he doesn't have the same experience that I do.
It does sound like they're having issues with the door over there.
Good point. The door's a mess. Not super mechanical, though. Okay. Most of it was wall, right, if I'm being honest.
If you can't figure it out, come back and get me. It's fine. It's fine.
You should try whacking it with your wrench.
Otherwise, I'm not.
Good idea.
I'm not doing any goose chase. Sorry, is that offensive to you?
No.
No. Okay. All right. I'm thinking some goose chase after some dragon, just because y'all think it'll be fun.
Chasing geese is fun, though.
<That it is. laughs> Right, and moving forward, what do you decide to do?
So I'm going to be here all afternoon getting this thing ready for the test drive, but what time do you guys maybe want to meet up and go take another look at that warehouse?
I'm, pretty
I'm
crystal clear.
Open.
Yeah.
I could go right now.
I could maybe track down old Tom and see if he has any insight on the state of things as well. Maybe he could get us in to look at the roof.
Okay, well, I'll just head back to Whale of a Tale once I'm done here, and once we're all there, maybe we head over.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Mm.
We'll go find a dragon.
Yeah.
How to find your dragon.
Patent pending. All right. Is there anything else y'all would like to do or talk about before we close out?
I don't think so.
What did you guys think about the mattresses at the inn? I don't know about you guys, but my room had this new purple mattress, and gotta say, I've never slept better in my life.
Mine was under sheets, so I didn't notice the color.
You know, at my age, it's really best to sleep on the floor. And I'm encouraging all y'all to do that, too.
Well, yeah,
it has nothing to do with finances. It's about the back.
Also, being in a first floor room.
At best, you'd have a bedroll.
Yeah.
So just so you're aware.
But I doubt I'd notice because I probably sleep how I sit.
Okay, fair enough. In the middle of session zero, I spent like 10 minutes trying to figure out whether or not I had a bedroll, and then I found out I didn't, and I was like, okay. Floor things happening.
Also, you're free to cut all this unless we get sponsored.
Yes.
Oh, no. All right, and so I guess with that, we've had our nice little powwow to reminisce on the adventures from the night before. Did a little shopping, found some fun little sundries here and there. Realized that the investigation for this dragon might have some more challenges than you anticipated. But we are set to begin again investigating towards more adventure in the hunt for the green. Dun, dun, dun. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye. Bye.